Lesson 32, Live in the Spirit. Acts chapter 18, verse 23, through chapter 20, verse 38. Galatians. Purpose. To encourage class members to seek promptings from the Holy Ghost and to avoid attitudes and actions that will keep them from receiving these promptings. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Acts chapter 18, verse 23, through Acts chapter 19, verse 41. Paul begins his third missionary journey. Aquila and Priscilla teach the gospel to Apollos. Paul teaches, baptizes, and confers the gift of the Holy Ghost on believers in Ephesus. Demetrius and the other silversmiths stir up the people of Ephesus against Paul. B. Acts chapter 20. Paul leaves Ephesus and preaches in Macedonia and Greece. On his way back to Jerusalem, he gives a farewell address to the church leaders from Ephesus, warning against apostasy. C. Galatians. Paul writes a letter chastising the Galatians for returning to the law of Moses. He reminds them of the necessity of faith in Jesus Christ and encourages them to seek the fruits of the Spirit. 2. Additional reading, Bible Dictionary, Holy Ghost, page 704. Pauline Epistles, Epistle to the Galatians, pages 744 through 745. 3. If a map showing Paul's third missionary journey is available, map 13 in the LDS edition of the Bible, printed in 1999 or later. Map 21 in printings before 1999. You may want to use it during the lesson. 4. Suggestion for teaching. Some of the best stories and examples are those that come out of your own life. Rely on the Spirit to help you know which of your experiences would be appropriate and useful to share with class members. See Teaching No Greater Call, item number 36123, pages 179 through 182. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members to think of a talent or skill, such as playing an instrument, sewing, writing, or playing a sport, they once developed but have not used for a long time. Ask, would you feel comfortable using this talent or skill today? How successful would you be? What would you need to do to use this talent or skill as well as you did in the past? If no class member can think of such a talent or skill, discuss an example from your own life. Point out that recognizing the promptings of the Holy Ghost can be thought of as a spiritual talent or ability. The more we use this talent, the better we become at it. How can we develop the ability to recognize the promptings of the Holy Ghost? Answers may include by living righteously, by seeking inspiration through the Holy Ghost, and by obeying promptings when we receive them. What will happen if we develop this ability and then neglect it? Explain that today's discussion of Paul's third missionary journey and his letter to the Galatians will include discussion of situations in which we need to follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost and how we can be blessed by doing so. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages and questions that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how these scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Paul teaches, baptizes, and confers the Holy Ghost on believers in Ephesus. Discuss Acts chapter 18, verse 23, through Acts chapter 19, verse 41. Invite class members to read selected verses. Explain that after Paul returned from his second mission, he spent some time in Antioch and then departed on a third mission, Acts chapter 18, verses 22 through 23. During this third mission, he spent most of his time, nearly 3 years, preaching in Ephesus. If you are using the map, point out Paul's location at appropriate times as you discuss his third missionary journey. Apollos was a Jew who knew about baptism as taught by John the Baptist, but did not know about the gift of the Holy Ghost. When Aquila and Priscilla, two members of the church who were in Ephesus, heard Apollos preaching, they taught him the way of God more perfectly. Acts chapter 18, verse 26. What qualities made Apollos teachable? See Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 28. How did these qualities also make him an effective teacher? How can we develop these qualities? What spiritual manifestation occurred when some of the Ephesians received the gift of the Holy Ghost? See Acts chapter 19, verse 6. At what other times had this kind of manifestation occurred? See Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, chapter 10, verses 44 through 46. The apostles spoke in tongues when they received the gift of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Several Gentiles in Caesarea also spoke in tongues after Peter received a vision that the gospel should be taught to the Gentiles. What manifestations of the Holy Ghost are frequently experienced today? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 15 and verse 23, and section 8, verse 2, for some examples. See also 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. Why did Paul leave the synagogue in Ephesus and begin teaching in the school of Tyrannus? See Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 9. Note that disputing in these verses means preaching or reasoning. How should we respond to people who criticize or oppose the gospel? See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 29 to 30. Elder Marvin J. Ashton taught, "When others disagree with our stand, we should not argue, retaliate in kind, or contend with them. Ours is to explain our position through reason, friendly persuasion, and accurate facts. Ours is to stand firm and unyielding on the moral issues of the day and the eternal principles of the gospel, but to contend with no man or organization. Contention builds walls and puts up barriers. Love opens doors. Contention never was and never will be an ally of progress." In Conference Report, April 1978, page 10, or Ensign, May 1978, pages 7 through 8. Why were Demetrius and the other silversmiths upset with Paul's preaching? See Acts chapter 19, verses 23 through 28. They were creating and selling shrines for Diana, a false goddess, and were worried about losing customers as Paul helped the people become converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. How can concerns about material wealth and other worldly interests affect our loyalty to God? How can such concerns affect our ability to hear the promptings of the Spirit? Compare the attitudes of Demetrius and the silversmiths to the attitude of the Ephesians who destroyed their sorcery books when they began following Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 19, verses 18 through 19. How can we keep the proper perspective regarding earthly possessions? 2. Paul gives a farewell address to church leaders from Ephesus. Read and discuss selected verses from Acts chapter 20. Explain that Paul left Ephesus and traveled throughout Macedonia and Greece preaching the gospel. He planned to return to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. On his way back to Jerusalem, he sent a messenger to ask church leaders in Ephesus to meet with him in Miletus. He delivered a stirring farewell address and then resumed his journey. Believing that this would be the last time he would speak to the Ephesian elders, what did Paul emphasize in his farewell address? See Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 35. Who were the grievous wolves Paul warned about? See Acts chapter 20, verse 29. Enemies of the church. Who else did Paul warn about? See Acts chapter 20, verse 30. Members of the church who would apostatize and try to lead other members away. How can we guard against apostasy in our lives? What did Paul tell the Ephesian elders they should do to help protect church members from those who would try to lead them away from the church? See Acts chapter 20, verse 28. See also John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. How can we help protect God's flock from grievous wolves? Paul concluded his address to the Ephesian brethren by reminding them of the Lord's teaching that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. How have you found this to be true in your life? 3. Paul chastises and counsels the Galatian saints. Read and discuss selected verses from Paul's epistle to the Galatians. Explain that while Paul was on his third missionary journey, he wrote a letter to the saints in Galatia, many of whom had returned to keeping the law of Moses. He chastised those who believed that salvation could come through the works required by the law of Moses rather than through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What was the purpose of the law of Moses? See Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 26, Jacob chapter 4, verses 4 through 5, Mosiah chapter 13, verses 29 to 30. The Lord gave the Israelites this law to help them remember Him and to prepare them to receive salvation through His atonement. How was the law of Moses fulfilled? See 3 Nephi chapter 15, verses 2 through 5, Alma chapter 34, verse 10, 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 19. Jesus fulfilled the law of Moses through His atonement, which was symbolized by many of the law's ordinances. Paul was amazed that the Galatian saints had returned to the law of Moses so soon after having learned the gospel of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 and chapter 4, verse 9. Why did this return to the law of Moses show a lack of faith in the Lord? See Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. In Paul's day, some people sought to pervert or change the gospel of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. What are some modern-day evidences of this? How should we respond to efforts to pervert the gospel? What can we learn from Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 12, about how we receive a testimony of the gospel? Why is it important that our testimonies are based on revelation from Jesus Christ? You may want to discuss how testimonies that are built on other foundations, such as social relationships or intellectual analysis, often do not withstand trials of faith. Paul warned the Galatians against doing the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. What are the works of the flesh? See Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. What are the consequences of doing these works? See Galatians chapter 5, verse 21. Despite the prevalence of the works of the flesh in the world today, what can you do this week to improve the spiritual environment you live in? Paul encouraged the Galatians to seek the fruits or results of living by the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and verse 25. What are some of these fruits? See Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. How have these fruits been manifest in your life? What should we do if we feel an absence of these fruits in our lives? What did Paul teach the Galatian saints about how to treat their neighbors? See Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, chapter 6, verse 2. See also Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. How can we bear one another's burdens? How does doing so bring us closer to Jesus Christ? What did Paul mean when he said that God is not mocked? See Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Also Doctrine and Covenant, section 63, verse 58. One meaning is that those who disobey God and do not repent are mocking Him and will be punished. How do people mock God today? What does it mean that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap? See Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. How does this principle apply to our ability to hear and follow the promptings of the Holy Ghost? How does it apply to our relationships with other people? How does it apply to other situations in our lives? Conclusion. Testify that unrighteous attitudes and actions, such as contention, worldliness, and apostasy, will prevent us from receiving promptings from the Holy Ghost. But if we strive to live righteously and follow the promptings we do receive, our ability to recognize and follow promptings will increase. Encourage class members to seek and follow promptings from the Holy Ghost. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. Teaching the gospel as Paul did. What can we learn from Paul about teaching the gospel? See Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10, verse 21, chapter 20, verses 7 through 12, verses 18 through 24, 27, 31, and verses 35 through 36. See also the discussion of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 2, verses 2 through 12, in lesson 31. List class members' responses on the chalkboard and discuss how we can follow Paul's example in our teaching. End of lesson 32, Live in the Spirit.